When a once popular play stops being performed, where does it go? Does it evaporate into the mists of musical theater, waiting to be reconstituted from the atoms whenever and if ever someone speaks its name? Or like the tiny Scottish village in Lerner and Lowe's rarely performed fantasy Brigadoon, does that show still exist somewhere out there, its characters sleeping through the decades, waiting for that moment once every 20, 50, or 100 years, when it simply appears again, by force of magic, whether anyone really remembers it or not? Ah, Brigadoon. Funny that a play about a disappearing village should itself keep disappearing for such long periods of time. A serious hit when it first arose on Broadway in 1948, the first success for Lerner and Lowe, it ran for well over a year and won a wagonful of awards. There have been a few Broadway revivals since then. There was a moderately successful movie adaptation in the 50s, starring Gene Kelly and Sid Charisse, and an Emmy-winning television version in the 60s, starring Robert Goulet. But the last full production on Broadway was in 1980. Appropriately enough, there was a one-night-only concert presentation in New York in 2010, but like Brigadoon the Village, it was a one-and-done. It is safe to say that the word Brigadoon means more to the fans of the Japanese anime series of that same title, about an alternate world named Brigadoon that intersects with the Earth once every 100 years, than it does as the name of a once critically praised musical. Even those who are familiar with the lyrical love song Almost Like Being in Love would be hard-pressed to name Brigadoon as the original source of the tune. Were it not for the magical powers of community theater, it is possible that poor little Brigadoon would indeed be lost forever, swept away in the never-ending river of newer shows, fresher shows, more based-on-a-big-hit movie shows. Companies like the New Spreckles Theater Company, which certainly do embrace new shows, like last spring's Young Frankenstein and next year's Catch Me If You Can, still remain dedicated to reminding us, now and then, of the works on the shoulders of which those new shows stand. Director Gene Aubervilla, whose first show as a young actor in high school was Brigadoon, is committed to reaching back into the dusty drawers of time and pulling out the classics. His lovingly staged production of Brigadoon, running through October 27th, brings the story to life using three enormous movie screens onto which are projected the highlands of Scotland, hills covered with heather, thatched roofs of the tiny village into which two American tourists wander on the one day Brigadoon appears. For those two men, played by Tyler Costin and William Rusty Thompson, the accidental discovery proves life-changing. The somewhat corny, laughably pre-feminist, and slightly underdeveloped story may not exactly change the lives of audiences lucky enough to wander into the Spreckles Art Center over the next short couple of weeks, but through the power of the lovely Lerner and Lowe songs, the commitment of the cast, the pleasingly poetic choreography, and the sweet, innocent charm of the central love story, you may find yourself remembering a time when a simple story told with sweet music was enough to transport you to another world. Brigadoon runs through October 27th at Spreckles Performing Arts Center, SprecklesOnline.com. I'm David Templeton, Second Row Center for KRCB.